You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm now here joined by the postgraduate students representatives, candidates running in the OUSA 2025 election. We've got Will Biss, Josh Stewart and Dan Stride in here to talk about their policy platform. Morena, everyone, how y'all doing?
Oh, hello. Pretty good, mate.
Awesome. Almost all at once. Very synchronous. I can see you all have kind of energy there. That's real cool. So we're going to be talking about your policy platforms and the more serious stuff in a second. But I first want to ask a nice light question to start things off. What's a good movie that you've seen in recent memory, or a good movie recommendation that you might have?
My hope.
No, you go first, bro.
Kia ora, Will. Tēnā koutou e whakarongo mai ana. Kia koutou e whakarongo mai ana. Kia mohio mai koutou. E runga I tā hotanga o tēnei wiki, o te wiki o te reo Māori. Ka tukua katoa te aku whakautu I te reo Māori. Nō reira, pērangi koe te mohio, kia kuna kōrero. Me ako katika koe te reo Māori I tū atu I Māori tahitahi kore. Engari ka hoki atu ki te pātai, ko te kiriata pai, ko ki te ae au no ngā tata nei, ko te kiriata kawhawhai tonu, he kiriata mō te pakanga I te reo o te Waikato I te tau 1864, mai te aronga o etahi rangatahi, ahakoa ka taumaha wetahi o ngā kaupaparo toi tēnā, he kiriata tino pai me mātaki katika.
And we'll go to you now, Dan.
Okay, believe it or not, I turned out I had a flatmate who hadn't seen any of the old Terminator movies.
Oh, really?
We actually had a flat debate about Terminator 1 versus Terminator 2. You know, I'm a little bit of an eccentric here. I do actually prefer Terminator 1 on the basis that it's more horror. But we ended up watching them both, and they're both good.
They're both fantastic films. Yeah. Prime James Cameron. Yeah, and you will.
Oh, fuck, that's a real cool question. Oh, I'm an odd
no,
swing.
No,
oh,
shoot. That's all right. Should have prefaced that earlier. That's fine. That's fine.
Quite difficult for me.
Oh, bloody hell.
Oppenheimer, I guess, is the most recent
Oppenheimer
movie I've seen. Yeah,
yeah, true.
Although I don't really get that much free time these days.
Did you do the Barbie Oppenheimer dual screening?
No, but some mates and I decided we'd sort of try and just for shits and gigs. Oh, sorry again. we decided we'd try and
think
do it all
children
in like suits and stuff. Well, if there are children here, I think we're listening here. I think we've got bigger problems.
true, that's very true. Cool, so Oppenheimer and Terminator and cool.
Kawhawhaitonu.
Okay, awesome.
Good movie, that. Real good movie.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it yet, but Josh has been raving about it for weeks.
It's funny, y'all seconded each other, which is very, very funny.
Yeah.
A little bit of a political kind of corruption going on there, maybe.
Oh, borderline.
Borderline, yeah.
Josh persuaded was the one who got the ball rolling on the two of us going for it. He was like, oh, well, we should go run for OUSA. It'll be hilarious.
Ka tika tēnā. It'll tell you what, te tekaumeniti?
Yeah, tekaumeniti. We're 10 minutes left before we submitted.
Oh my goodness. That's so clutch.
Ran into each other in the link.
E tutu ana tēnā. E o mau mātu maua ko Will ki te tari, ki te hoki atu I ngā former ki OUSA. He ka mā. Engari, kei konei.
Sweet. We kind of discuss more of a serious topic here. There's a lot of issues that plague postgrad students. I've been here for around the university for the past like 6-ish years, so I've seen a lot of postgrad students talk about some issues. What would be the number one concern of yours at the moment for postgrad students? Starting with you.
Tōtahi ake ki au ko te mihini kawhi, te whare Burns. E kore rau e whakamahi tēnā mihini kawhi.
Ai. You go, mate.
For me, it's basically the university's financial precarious situation and any resulting cuts arising from that. I mean, there's been a lot of fear in the postgraduate community for the last couple of years, and quite frankly, any prospective departmental cuts need to be severely fought back against. There's also, of course, working to build a sense of wider community within the postgraduate community, but that is, of course, an on-running thing.
And you will.
Oh, where to start, mate? I'm going to start off first with the cost of living. We need to, as the postgrad representative, we need to lobby the government to try and bring that down. Mm-hmm. I've got some slightly interesting proposals for that, none of which will probably help, but we can give it a go anyway. and bringing in free coffee machines and the right to trial by combat for PhD defence.
Ah, right. Trial by combat, eh?
I'm a history major, mate. That's what I do.
Very fascinating.
Are we including trial by ordeal here?
No. Violence and violence only.
Wow.
Impeccable. Got to tip away.
Impeccable, eh? Fire out. I guess what is the policy platform that you're running on to try and alleviate some of those issues? I mean, obviously, you can't inject hundreds of millions of dollars into the university. I said this to the academic representatives yesterday, who shared similar issues. But what would be some of your kind of your solutions to reconcile some of these problems? I'll start with you, Will.
Oh, great. Firstly, selling off some of uni flats.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is OUSA on the uni flats?
No, but we can lobby the government the uni to do that. Right, lobby the uni, sell some uni flats and reinvest the money in further money for postgrads. Lobbying the OUSA, getting the OUSA to fund, for example, the Ukrainian army to try and end the war in Ukraine, which would in turn bring down the cost of living by bring down the cost of grain.
Wow. Yeah, come on.
Had to do it. And finally, trying to eat, getting us all to try and eat less so we can afford to, so we save more money that way.
Okay. Fascinating.
Well, okay, and in terms of, you know, fighting back against cuts, I mean, obviously working very closely with the academic representative is absolute key here, so that, you know, we actually have the details at our fingertips. We also essentially have to, you know, locate and, you know, seek out people who, you know, individual cases of people who, for instance, have had to change supervisor or what have you because of these cuts. Seek out people like that and basically make this, you know, make their story, you know, well known, to basically put a face behind what the university is doing. I'd also suggest that quite a lot of what the university, okay, there's the whole drop off in student numbers and thing, and COVID didn't help either. However, I do think an awful lot of the university's predicament is basically due to a very management-heavy system of running this institution. And, I mean, okay, that is very much outside OUSA's control, but at the same time, OUSA can basically hold them accountable. In terms of building the wider sense of community, I mean, we do, of course, have the postgraduate club on campus, the Society for Postgraduate Students. They have been, the current postgrad rep, Hannah, has been running what's called Imposter Hours this year, which I think is a very good initiative. I would like also, in addition to that, to see more social events, you know, organised by postgrads for postgrads, you know, write-in sessions. I mean, we're probably some time away. Having a postgrad ball like we once did, I think, is probably not feasible currently, but it's something we can definitely work towards.
Kia ora ki e ngā kōrero e hikama. Ko te tino raru ki au, e roto I oku tini whiako, hei taura I ngā tohu pairunga, ko te moke moke. Arā ka noho takitahi te tangata I roto I tāna tari, karekauhu ahurea taura pairunga I runga I tēnā. Nā te mea, ka noho takitahi te katoa o ngā taura. Ka noho au, ka mahi au I tōku ara, ka mahi a Will I tōna ara, ka mahi a Dan I tōna ara. Ana, ka haere takitahi karakau e haere takitini. Nō reira, e runga I tēnā whakaro, tētahi mea ka tino hirahira ki au, ko te karapine o ngā taura pēnā I tā Dan kōrero. Mō te whakakotaitanga o ngā taura pairunga e roto I ngā wāhi. Me te whakatairanga anō hoki I wetahi o ngā puna pūtia, arā ngā funding polls, te whakatairanga o ngā momo grants, te whakatairanga I ngā momo karahipi, ngā scholarships. Ki tēnā o ngā taura katoa atu pea I wetahi o ngā tari kua āhua angi tuake me ki. Ka te tiro ki a koe ngā pūtaiao, ngā sciences. Kia mātou I roto I ngā kura or te kete aro nui ara e roto i ngā humanities i ngā social sciences, and koina, ko te moki moki te mea e aupehi ana i a mātou. Nō reira, ko te mahi nātahi, te karapene te whakakotahi o ngā taura katahi, ko te whakatairanga o ngā momo pūtia, hei tautoko, hei taunaki i ngā taura katoa karua, koina ngā mea nui ki au.
Yeah, I think for any political job, it's important to have connections so that you can build bridges and have already existing people that you can rely on to lobby stuff. You don't have to necessarily name names, so I'm curious to know if you've got any connections that might be able to help you succeed in this role over your fellow candidates.
Absolutely none whatsoever.
Okay, awesome. I thought you were going to say, like, Goro from Mortal Kombat or something.
I mean, I've been doing a lot of sword fighting lately with the Dunedin Longsword Club. So
okay, that's helpful.
If anyone wishes to have a sword fight, then give me a yell. I am very, very bored these days.
Yeah.
I was club administrator of what was at the time the Otago University Postgraduate Association, so basically the predecessor of the Society for Postgrad Students from 2019 to 2023. So essentially when I was doing my dip grad and what the rest of it. I was heavily involved in that club. It was restructured at the start of this year, and so I'm not currently on the executive, but as I said, you know, I have a good sound knowledge of the way the postgrad community on campus operates. Mm-hmm. and yeah, basically.
Awesome. And you, Josh?
Māku, yeah, pēnei an. Well, ka toko e tēnei nā tangata I pēra ana ki au. Engari, ki te angitu taku whai e tēnei tūranga, kare kore ka tūtaki au ki etahi atu tangata, ka tuitui wena hononga kei wanga I au, me wetahi atu, pēnei I tēnā karapu, nau nei kōrero Dan. Tēnā pēr ka aku au I roto I te tūranga, learn on the job.
Cool. Awesome. I'm glad with that. There's something I had a wee yarn with the academic representatives yesterday because, you know, there's a really fascinating element of student politics where it's missing kind of the radicalism it used to have in the 90s. You know, we all know our Vice Chancellor Grant Robertson, you know, was arrested on campus for protesting. Would you consider bringing kind of a radical protest-oriented approach to the job? Starting with you, Josh.
Ai, marika. Ki te kore rātou, e whakatika, te mihi ni kāwhi, roto I te whare Burns, e tutu kei te haere. Atu I tēnā, ki tāku nei whakaro, ai ki tētahi taha ko te whare wānanga e kore nei e aki-aki, wena momo poro tehi. Engari, manohi anō, nō mātou nā tauira hoki te he, I wetahi wā, kāre mātou, I te haere ki waho, ki te porotehi, ki te noho, ki te whakanoho I wetahi wāhi, pēnei I ngā mahi Grant Robertson I ngā wao mua. Wetai, ko au te tahi kai awhina I roto I ngā tari. Kai te kite au I te aupehi o te cost of living, kātai. Engari, ka kite hoki au I te māngere rawa atu o wetahi o ngā tauira. Ko te pai o te reo Māori mō tēnei, hei pai pehi I ngā tangata ka pōti mai. Engari, koina te mea. Ai, me porotehi ngā tauira, engari me pērangi hoki ngā tauira ki te pēna, ki te porotehi. Ki te kore ngā tangata e pērangi ana ki te porotehi kāha. No reira, koina tāku. Tēnā pēr ka whakapuaretea tēnei te reo Pākehā hei whakamanoa ki te katoa. Ai, we as students should protest in the way that Grant used to in days gone by, but we also have to want to. And I know some of you who don't want to do that. So, ka takoto te manuka, ka riro mahau hei whakapiki I tēnā.
Admit, you know, while I would dearly, dearly love to go back to that, is that the advantage that they had back in their day, they had less internal assessment and they did actually have more of a common lunch hour, so they could actually sort of arrange it. The biggest problem overall, though, is that in 2011, the John Key government of the time imposed voluntary student membership on students' associations, which basically for the last decade or more has left students' associations basically largely reliant on their funding from the institution that they're supposed to be holding to account. And you can see why this is a problem. OUSA's ability to criticise the university for what it has done is actually quite vulnerable, simply because, well, if we get too critical, the university can simply cut off funding. I would, of course, also mention, of course, that OUSA did lobby throughout the entirety of that Labour government, of which Grant was, of course, finance minister, and Chris Hipkins, the current Labour leader, was minister for education. OUSA and others did lobby heavily for VSM repeal, but it never happened. And there is a very genuine case for that students felt let down, quite apart from the obvious point that in 2017, when Labour got in, it promised to reinstate postgraduate access to the student allowance. And six years later, including three of them as a majority government, it did not keep that promise. And as I said, students have been screwed by the university, they've been screwed by the government, they have every right to be angry. And yes, I would dearly, dearly love to go back to sort of student radicalism, but we actually have to build it up first, and we arguably, unfortunately, have to have a better environment in which to do so.
I just think we should riot.
Okay.
I'm not very good at speeches. I'm mostly here to just sort of see how the stuff works.
Uh-huh.
To avoid doing avoid working on the thesis, if I'm honest.
Fair enough.
But no, I propose we riot.
I hear more.
We've done it before. Mm-hmm. We can do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come on.
Sure can. Well, I think that's all the time we have today. Thank you all so much for coming on the program and having a good yap session about the upcoming election and your policy platforms. Are there any final messages you want to leave the electorate, the student electorate with?
Just to quickly mention, in terms of non-postgraduate stuff, I do fully support the restoration of the OUSA queer rep.
Mm-hmm.
Amongst other things, it's important to have that additional representation on the executive. It also, I think, frees up some space for the welfare and equity officer to actually devote, to basically share the load a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Do not vote for me, vote for Josh. Don't vote for me at all, please, God.
Much appreciated. Thank you all for your time. We're going to cross over now into some idiot prayer. Here's idiot prayer with Black Black Eyes. It's currently 10:41 here on the Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi Edu Breakfast Show. Be sure to vote when voting opens on September the 30th, correct?
Yep.
Awesome, cool. Yep, it does open on September the 30th. Your voice really matters, so do make it count and vote in the upcoming OUSA 2025 exec election. Here's idiot prayer with Black.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.